This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another U.S. state declaring a state of emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak.
I am declaring a state of emergency to ensure that we are able to swiftly deploy the personnel and resources necessary to address coronavirus in Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown's declaration comes as the coronavirus has now been confirmed in at least 33 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia.
Direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
And that's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Another round of primaries set for tomorrow. Voters will cast ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold Democratic caucuses. The Democratic race now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
South Korean officials say North Korea has launched a number of rockets, at least three projectiles fired towards the Sea of Japan. And this comes after last week's launch of what military officials believed were two short-range ballistic missiles. Four people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide just outside Houston yesterday morning. Fort Bend County Sheriff's Department deputies say it looks like the 48-year-old suspect killed his wife, two teenage sons, and their two dogs before then killing himself. The investigation's continuing. Yesterday was International Women's Day. It was also, in some nations, a fourth annual International Women's Strike. In Mexico City, thousands of women marched to protest unsolved murders.
They're here because either they know a woman or a girl who was killed, or they are here simply in solidarity. And in most cases, the crimes haven't been solved.
That's reporter Adrian Bard, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Just getting word that former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is now endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator says the former VP will restore honor to the Oval Office. Officials in the state of Virginia say soon having a small amount of marijuana there will no longer be punishable by jail time. Lawmakers voting to decriminalize possession of marijuana, and they've set a civil penalty of $25. Currently under state law, holding a half ounce or less of marijuana can result in 30 days in jail or a $500 fine or both. They say the change will save nearly 30,000 people from criminal convictions a year. That legislation's been sent to the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, and he's expected to sign it. The law would then take effect on the 1st of July. Driving tired can be just as dangerous as driving drunk. That's according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, that says the recent time change, you know, over the weekend we sprung forward an hour, they say that can reduce daytime alertness and also increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. And James Taylor has set a Billboard record with a new album. His latest album, American Standards, debuted in the top 10 of this week's Billboard Albums chart. It makes Taylor the first act to earn a top 10 album in each of the last six decades. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and lots to talk about and get up to date on. The coronavirus, no doubt. All weekend long, people were talking about this, things being shared in churches across the country, any place where people, gather together. And I appreciate that the priests in our mass, and they took this as the diocese, that, they put it there in the bulletin as the things to do in terms of management of social distance. You're going to hear more about that, and that we ought to be situationally aware that if we're dealing with any kind of cold whatsoever, and of course cough. I mean, it's kind of interesting now what has happened is the media has made us all so paranoid about this, Brad, that somebody coughs and all of a sudden you get the stink eye thrown in your direction, and maybe it's just a normal everyday, you just got some extra saliva in the back of your throat or something. It's not necessarily you have a cold, but people throw the stink eye at you. So you're real nervous, like, hey, what are you doing around here that you shouldn't be in areas where, whether it's churches or, some sort of entertainment venues. And, of course, some of those are being canceled as well because of the sensitivity, because we just really don't know, and this is rather dynamic, as Dr. Fauci, who gave us an update over the weekend. We got a clip from Dr. Fauci. Listen to what he had to say. Do we have that clip? Yes, this is Dr. Fauci on the CDC.
Here's the deal. I can tell you right away, Chris, that no one overruled anybody about saying this. So let me say it loud and clear now. The CDC has a health alert, and the State Department has more of a travel alert. Right now, I'm telling the American people, based on everything that's agreed upon in the task force, that if you are an individual who has an underlying condition, particularly an elderly person with an underlying condition, right now, not wait, you should start to distance yourself from the risk. Crowds, getting on a plane, on a long plane trip, and above all, don't get on a cruise ship. That is a health issue. What the State Department is saying from a logistics standpoint, don't get on a cruise ship, because you can come out, have a person on there, then all of a sudden you find yourself not being able to get back and quarantine. No one has told us not to say that, and I'm saying it very clearly now on your show.
Well, again, precautions, reasonable precautions to take place. He went on to say that we could have an acceleration. We are experiencing an acceleration of cases being reported, somewhere 350, 400. And still there's many cases that are not being reported. People are self not self-medicating necessarily, but they're self-quarantining. And I guess even Ted Cruz realized that he was sick and decided, well, look, he's not going to go out and meet with people and be in the midst of the throng. So again, this is some responsibility that must be taken. The latest count right now is 18 deaths. There are reports of community spread like what's happened in Seattle in certain regions of the country. Boy, you look at what happened in North Italy. I mean, this is how this thing is spreading so quickly. 25% of its population is in lockdown. You know, this is how they're choosing to handle this. So again, as Dr. Fauci said, that we need to employ what he calls social distancing, and you're going to hear more of that. And that is to avoid those high risk areas like airplanes. And clearly, I mean, that was quite interesting that they just came out and said no cruise ships. You know, these have been realized to be really hot spots and not much that they can do to mitigate this virus. So just saying avoid cruise ships altogether, and I'm sure this is a mad scramble. The other thing that's come out about this discussion, and Face the Nation addressed this, and I thought this was very important because it's one of those things that are overlooked. If you remember, the states have, you know, like even California, were really quick to declare a national emergency. And you know why they did that, right? If you don't, let me explain. The reason they did that, because this accesses funds, immediate funds, to help them in dealing with the government. Well, all that's fine and well, but what about the people? What about the people who now are not working? And, you know, something needs to be done to where they can be able to access their funds, like when you're unemployed. But you have to go through, you know, when you find yourself unemployed, which I think is still ridiculous that it takes so long, you know, somewhere 4 to 6 weeks in order to access the funds. I mean, if you're unemployed today, you got to eat tomorrow. I mean, this needs to be expedited. But here we are dealing with this really, truly, I believe, a national emergency that there needs to be some special, call it an executive order from the president that says, look at, you know, if you have found yourself unemployed as a result of coronavirus, then there needs to be an expedite to where you can access your funds. I mean, these are your funds, your money that have been placed into the account, and you need it today. You don't need it 3-4 weeks from now. By then, you've got 3-4 weeks of additional, you know, challenges to deal with. And I know the other, you know, comment is that, well, you know, if you're not saving for these kind of emergencies, well, shame on you. Well, some cases, I guess, you know, point partially taken and understood. But the fact of the matter is we have real Americans dealing with real problems here. And this thing came out of nowhere, as you know, and it's no fault of theirs that they're having to deal with this. So certainly, like I said, it's not like we're having to write new checks. I mean, this is money that they have put into their account. And people should be able to have immediate access, especially for something such as this. So I think that is something to consider, and that our politicians need to deal with, you know, right away. In fact, I had an opportunity over the weekend to meet with Senator Scott and also former Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke. And but it was, you know, I mentioned to the former secretary, I said, look at, I met your successor, David Bernhardt. He goes, hey, that was my handpicked guy. I picked him, you know, specifically. I said, great choice. We talked a little bit about, about the coronavirus, about what was happening in government, the great job that President Trump, of course, is doing. He worked for the Trump administration for 2 years. Is thinking about, you know, coming back. And it says that he needed a break, you know, from, you know, the politics in Washington, D.C. environment, as you can imagine. And he said, hey, look at what they're telling you in the media about Washington, D.C. He says they're mostly right, but there's a lot more to understand that it's so dysfunctional. So this is what we're, today's America, this is our government. And, you know, who else is going to change things? You think Joe Biden is going to... Yeah, sure. Joe Biden is going to let everything return to what we experienced under Barack Obama. Maybe even worse because of some other circumstances. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Follow us at bmartinezlive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
The hits just keep on coming. You're listening to Bill Martinez.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
Well, you know the thing, and I guess that's what we do. We do know the thing, and it makes us all quite dubious. I mean, you have to really be so sold out, for Joe Biden to think that this is not problematic. Yes, there's no question. There's a base of the Democrats that they look at this as being cute. Oh, it's just Joe being Joe. He's kind of cute. Well, wait a minute. You know, is that what we want as a CEO of our country and somebody who is just cute? Look, at Joe Biden has served our country. We're thankful, I guess you can say that, for anybody that's willing to do this. Now, and I have mixed emotions, obviously, and that's what you're hearing me, you know, pause on, because I'm not sure we want people working for our country like this for 40, 50 years. I mean, it just creates all kinds of potential issues, which we're finding out with Joe Biden. And, of course, this is going to come out bigly, as Donald Trump would say, going to come out in the general election if he gets past Bernie. Now, I guess part of me with Bernie Sanders, I don't understand what's going on with Bernie Sanders, because he seems to want to play at both sides to the middle here. That, yes, he's running for president, he's got, you know, an enthusiastic following, but it's like he's whipping them all up. But I don't think that he's going to deliver that he really, down deep, is delivering the goods. There's something about his campaign that seems rather suspicious. I'm just saying. You know, just the way he refuses to go after things that he should be going after, that he wants to play nice. I mean, it's almost like, in a way, the George H.W. Bush approach to campaigning. And how H.W. backed off in going after Bill Clinton. I had the sense that he just kind of surrendered and gave up, as opposed to really going after it. You know, by contrast, like Donald Trump, for example, I mean, he's not going to let something go by the wayside. There's lots of opportunities here for Bernie Sanders. And I don't know. There's just something weird. I can't quite get a handle on it, but it's almost like as if with Klobuchar and Buttigieg, as they made a deal with the DNC to get out of the lane, to allow Biden to have a free run of that lane, which allowed him to win, you know, so many more states unexpectedly. It was the big shocker last Super Tuesday, right? And so it's as if there's another deal that was made with Bernie Sanders. Like, okay, we're going to have you there, but you're going to take another one for the team. We don't want you to bloody up, you know, Biden. But, you know, it just seems like they're propping up Joe Biden right now. I mean, this is the suspicious angle that you look. And the way people are coming out and talking about him. And when you look at old videotapes of when Joe Biden was on the stump, even though they were losing efforts, I mean, he had some vibrancy. His brain synapses were firing off. Yeah, he still touched people and did weird things, but he wasn't, you know, babbling, and he wasn't finding himself in the wrong place or running for the wrong office like he's doing now. I mean, I said this the other night when I did a presentation for the local Tea Party. I said he seems just feeble, and that's what concerns me. And as I mentioned to somebody else, is that you had this sense, you know, when I was a kid growing up, of Willie Mays, when Willie Mays played an extra season too long and he's dropping fly balls out in center field. You kind of have that feeling about Joe Biden, and I feel for him. And so we've got Super Tuesday coming up. And here's a report about a Super Tuesday. Well, it's Super Tuesday Part 2. Not quite as super as the Super Tuesday, not to be confused with Thursday. But we've got six more states that are going to hold Democratic primaries on Tuesday, as Bernie Sanders is eyeing Michigan. Listen to this report.
Six more states are ready to hand over their delegates on Tuesday. The big prize is Michigan, though, and Senator Sanders knows it. He spent most of his weekend there, even canceling a rally in Mississippi on Friday just to get there faster. One more reason why Michigan is important, aside from its large number of delegates, Sanders won it in 2016, but not by much. So whether or not he can hold on to it this time around will say a lot about his viability. With me now, two people who know Michigan voters very well and what it takes to win their support, but have very different ideas as to who should be president. Jennifer Granholm is the former governor of Michigan, and she supports Joe Biden.
Okay, we're going to cut it off from there right now because, the main point is I wanted you to be updated on what was happening with Super Tuesday, and eyes are on Michigan. And some have said, and even in a conversation with Chris Wallace over the weekend, Chris Wallace asked Bernie Sanders directly, well, what happens if you lose Michigan? Is that kind of, it kind of cracks me up, some of the questions they ask. Well, is that the end of your campaign? I mean, like Bernie Sanders could tell him, well, yeah, that's it. Everything, and all his followers and everybody else afterwards. I mean, what a ridiculous question. Of course, I mean, I guess maybe you have to ask that ridiculous question. I just don't want to be the one to ask it because it's embarrassing, that you would ask such, in some sense, a stupid question because everybody that is involved here, campaign supporters and, people, donors, all that good stuff. By the way, I do want to share with you just an incredible resource that's been made available. And this is in combination with FRC, and this is the Family Research Council. They do a comparison between party platforms, which is brilliant. And that's the thing that amazes me, is how many people do not realize the differences in the parties. And especially when you talk to some people, and of course for me, being Hispanic, yes, I am Hispanic, and I talk to some people within the culture, and they don't even understand how the Republican platform so aligns with their personal values. And when you present this to them, you see the lights going on, and it's really an eye-opener for them, shockingly, because they go, whoa, gosh, we've been duped. And in many ways, like Black America, who have been duped, since the mid-60s, if not longer than that, mid-60s specifically, because Lyndon Baines Johnson said, look, we're going to pass this war on poverty bill, and we're going to have, he used the N-word, voting, for a voting Democrat for the next 100 years. Well, it was quite prophetic because that's been the case. But now Black America is waking up and going, wait a minute, these Democratic policies have been deleterious to us. They've killed us. And it's taken a guy like Donald Trump to go into the community and say, hey, look, give me a shot. What do you got to lose? And look what's happening, with the with Black Americans. And I say all Americans. This is what I love about Donald Trump. I mean, forget the hyphenation. And this is why I always hesitate to talk about these, different demographic groups. But in politics, you do have to bring it up. But it galls me, frankly, because I think, we have to look what's good for all Americans, not just Hispanics. But since we brought up the demographic, particularly with Hispanics, I mean, this is the number one fastest growing entrepreneurial group in the country. Well, the Democrats want to do everything to kill entrepreneurism. I mean, they killed the middle class. I mean, the blue-collar boom that's happening right now is because of Donald Trump, not the Democrats. So anyway, this document is awesome, and I'll make it available to you. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and I'll send it to you electronically. It gives you the comparison between the Republican and the Democrat, and this is the 2016-2020 party platform comparison, and it covers sanctity of life, redefining marriage, international abortion and LGBT agenda, religious liberty versus LGBT agenda, Supreme Court, conscious rights in health care, social experiments in the military, transgender bathrooms in schools, sex education, God and government, and terrorism. The comparison is clear. It really is a binary. There's nothing to be confused about it, but you need to look at this. Also, as an extra bonus, we have scriptural support, and we can thank Pastor Chase out of Port St. Lucie for providing the scriptural references for us. So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want the comparison chart. We'll be happy to send it to you, okay?
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before,
organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another U.S. state declaring a state of emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak.
I am declaring a state of emergency to ensure that we are able to swiftly deploy the personnel and resources necessary to address coronavirus in Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown's declaration comes as the coronavirus has now been confirmed in at least 33 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia.
Direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
And that's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Another round of primaries set for tomorrow. Voters will cast ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold Democratic caucuses. The Democratic race now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
To Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And guess what? We got America's money answers, man. Yes, we're talking Jordan Goodman with us right now. And, of course, lots of things, lots to talk about, especially with that huge rate cut from the Fed. I mean, wow, what a big surprise, huh?
Well, it was a surprise. I think the markets were looking for some kind of support from the Fed. Actually, some people criticized it and say it really wasn't needed. It was not needed on an economic basis, but it was like a confidence booster to some extent. And by lowering interest rates, it means a lot of people can refinance their mortgages now, and it's good for consumers. It's obviously bad for the banks. The banks are going to earn a lot less, so the bank stocks have been really getting hit hard on this one.
Exactly. Well, I think Elizabeth Warren maybe celebrated that, huh? Just saying.
Yeah, I guess. She wants everything, and Bernie Sanders wants everything that's bad for the banks. But try getting a loan. Try having an economy without banks. Doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we tried that once, didn't we, here recently, not that long ago? Didn't we learn from that?
That didn't work out too well. In fact, since then, remember the too big to fail? Well,
yes.
It got bigger.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is what happens when the government gets their hands in things. We end up with, as Ed Conard said, unintended consequences, and we definitely have had enough of those. But you know, with what what Powell did, Chairman Powell was doing here, Jordan, and you know better than I do, is to try to calm the nerves of the stock market. I mean, the stock market has been on such a such a frenzy. I mean, it's kind of been manic depressive, has it not?
Well, it is. On one hand, you're going to have a contraction in demand because people aren't out buying things. You also have a contraction in supply because people aren't out making things. Mm-hmm. Around the world, it's happening. All kinds of things that are being canceled, whether it's conferences or trips or cruises or hotel stays, can't be recovered. You can't kind of bring it back again.
Exactly.
So it hurts the demand side and the supply side. And so clearly the economy is going to be contracting. Now, if this virus gets under control and comes back, or we get some kind of a vaccine or some way of stopping it from spreading, then we have a V-shaped recovery. Right now we're on the downside economically of that, but sometimes maybe just warm weather will take care of it.
Exactly.
Extent.
That's what some are hoping
really
for.
It's really shaking people right now because you're seeing more and more cases, and it's just disrupting the economy. People don't want to get together. They're stocking up on food and staying at home. There are certain stocks, actually, Bill, that are soaring because of this. It's what I call the stay-at-home stocks. I'll just give you three examples.
Go ahead.
Netflix. People are not wanting to go out to theaters, and they're going to watch Netflix. Another one is called Teladoc, which is kind of home doctoring. You get video or calling in from home for a doctor. And the third one is Zoom Video, where you do these Zoom conferences instead of going to conferences. Those are three examples of stay-at-home stocks that are doing very well in this environment.
Exactly. Well, Jordan, even the Senate, I guess Congress, Nancy Pelosi is coming together with the Big Four and saying, look, we've got to firm up our protocol here. And they have kind of a no-contact zone where nobody's shaking hands and understand, no feelings hurt. We're not touching anybody. And I had to smile a little bit because last week I was at NRB in Nashville, Tennessee, and got to meet with Senator Marsha Blackburn, and she shook my hand quite heartily. And, so I may be one of the last people shaking her hand, for a little bit until we get on the other side of this coronavirus issue.
That's right. And you can imagine, this is where private enterprise really comes through, because the drug companies can do things about this, and they can sequence the genome. And, you don't want the government trying to figure this one out. Let's put it that way. This is where private companies come in.
Well, and they are. I mean, I believe the president has moved quickly to get them involved and also to have Vice President Mike Pence lead the way to help them, expedite things and navigate the federal waters and, the regulators that can get in the way, because this is something that needs to happen immediately, if not sooner.
And it's some parts of the world is getting dramatically worse. Iran, for example.
Right.
Iraq, Italy. Now, South Korea has literally shut down the entire country. 51 million people are supposed to stay home and indoors. The entire schools, government, industry, all of it closed down. They're taking extreme measures because it was really spreading pretty fast there. I think the Olympics in Japan may very well not happen. I mean, anything could happen. It's that uncertainty that gets people really crazed on Wall Street. If they knew what was going on, the moment it's clear that the coronavirus has been under control and is going to be going down, that's when the stock market's going to shoot up in a long-term way.
Well, meanwhile, the U.S. economy holding steady. I mean, precautions are being taken. We've had 10 deaths reported in the United States, really a minimal amount of impact, and I believe to the credit of this administration and how quickly they moved, to shut down travel, do some things that, when the president started to do it, of course, the typical deal right now, the political environment is just getting so ridiculous. It's just like, wait a minute, stop. People, we don't need to politicize everything here. We need to protect the citizens of this country. And, I think we need to look at it that way, because the other thing we're running into, to your earlier point, is you get this stinking thinking, you get this projection of gloom and doom for the sake of politics, and that does not serve the stock market and business very well either.
Well, that's right. Part of this is physical. But a big part of it, Bill, is psychological.
Yes.
And whether people feel it's under control or not, when it's not under control, people do really weird things.
Yes.
They quarantine themselves. They stock up on food. They steal masks and hand sanitizer. I mean, had I told you 2 months ago that there was going to be a mass rush on hand sanitizers and masks, you'd say, what am I talking about?
Exactly.
The world is changed.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the price of masks have gone up. I mean, they're really marking those up. They're really taking advantage. You talk about supply and demand, but meanwhile, the CDC and other experts, medical experts, are saying the masks are for surgery. They're not for airplanes. But, you know, you go and airplanes is about everybody has a mask out in public. They're wearing a mask. You go, and it doesn't really help.
It doesn't do any good. It does not do any good, Bill. It makes you feel better, maybe. But it does not. If the virus were there, it would get right through that mask. What you need are these N95 masks, which screen out 95% of the germs. Even that's not 100%, but it's better than the surgery mask. Makes you feel good, but it doesn't do anything other than that.
Well, and to the earlier point, at one point, a friend of mine, she was buying them in bulk, and I think for like 9, 10 bucks, maybe 15 max, you'd get a dozen or so. Now it's like 35 bucks or so just for one. So, I mean, you know, this is where it gets a little greedy, and this kind of stuff and activity bothers me when, in the American spirit and for American safety, that all of a sudden supply-demand becomes the order of the day when we're dealing with a crisis like this.
Now, that's just price gouging, and it's just kind of like gasoline going way up when there's a hurricane coming. I mean, that's just taking advantage of people. Hopefully they'll stop that out, because that is just totally ridiculous.
It's unacceptable, exactly. So what effect on the economy is the Democratic primaries having? And now it's whittled itself down, and I think we're pretty much looking at a choice between the Democratic Socialist Sanders and still the very liberal Biden, although he's trying to claim some sort of middle ground, but I don't know what kind of policies could make him a centrist, but he's saying he's a centrist.
I think Wall Street would be okay with Biden. They would definitely not be okay with Bernie. Now, even if Bernie got in, the chance of him getting through his agenda is basically zero. Mm-hmm. There's no way the Congress is going to do Medicare for all and spend $30 trillion on the Green New Deal and all these things. It's just impossible. But obviously things would be very difficult if he did get voted in. Biden, you know, would be like Obama, really.
Yes. Well, executive orders. It'll be executive orders like crazy.
Right. But, I mean, you know, I think Wall Street's going to support Biden to some extent. We'll have to see. I think Trump's going to be very, very strong. And if he can get this coronavirus under control, get the economy back on a good footing, I think that's going to be very strong for him going into it. Bernie's people are very passionate, but it's a pretty small, it's maybe a third of the population. And the rest of them are just repelled by the idea of higher taxes, government takeover of health care. You know, he gives out all kinds of promises. It's based on taking the wealth from the rich. Well, the wealth from the rich, they don't stick around to be soaked.
Well,
they find a way out of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
Well, thank you, Jordan Goodman, as always. Appreciate you being with us. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can do.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Tim Bakken is joining us in just a few seconds, but a little bit about Tim's background. He was the first civilian promoted to professor of law in West Point's history. He created the Department of Law at the National Military Academy of Afghanistan in Kabul. He became a federal whistleblower after reporting what he believed was corruption at West Point. In his new book, The Cost of Loyalty, Dishonesty, Hubris, and Failure in the U.S. Military, he says there's a reason why the U.S. hasn't won a war in 75 years. Tim Bakken, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you.
Okay, so break it down for us. What is the reason why we haven't won a war in 75 years?
I looked at Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and some people would say that those were not losing wars, but no matter how we characterize them, we've had a lot of difficulties, and they're certainly not places that turned out the way that we wanted them to turn out. Over those four wars, across 75 years, we've had nine presidents and about 35 different Congresses. That is, Congress has met 35 times or so during those years and provided the military with an enormous amount of funding, $700 billion a year today, and certainly a lot of soldiers and a lot of soldiers who have unfortunately lost their lives during those wars. And it seemed to be time to look more at the military than at the civilian sector for why we have failed. And a couple of the main reasons that I think are prominent are that the military has withdrawn from civilian society. This happened after World War II and especially after the Vietnam War, when the military withdrew into itself, and it, in fact, even obtained special permission in a number of Supreme Court cases where the Supreme Court deferred to the military and said, you are a separate society. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you can take away constitutional rights from soldiers. The implication of that is not that the military necessarily wants to, but it has become more insular. And as a result, soldiers do not speak up. We do not know what's happening in the military. It's separate from civilian society. And what has developed, and this is the title of the book, The Cost of Loyalty, is that the military is more loyal to itself often and the careers of officers, especially high-ranking officers, than to the citizens of the United States. And therefore, I'm saying there needs to be a revamping of this concept. And civilians in the United States need to bring the military back together with civilian society, and we need to be more interested in looking at why we've lost these wars instead of saying that the military is an institution that is outside criticism.
Exactly. Well, Professor, what we saw recently with the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, to your point, to me, that kind of proves what you're saying here, does it not? Or am I misinterpreting something?
I've included the Gallagher case in the book. What has happened, and a lot of people don't realize this either, is that the military has its own legal system. Gallagher and Navy SEALs are within the Navy's legal system. The Army has its legal system, and the Air Force has its legal system. Those legal systems operate within this separate culture that I've described. And as a result of that, the things that we consider to be everyday civilian values and mores and operations are sometimes unknown in the military. Let me give you just one small example that people probably do not recognize, and that is whether it's the Gallagher case or any other case in the military, it's the commander of a unit that has the complete authority to decide whether to bring charges at all. And it's that commander who has a vested interest in whether somebody is guilty or not guilty, because no matter what happens in a particular case, that case will either show that the commander is acting properly or acting improperly, or that the command conditions underneath him or her are good or bad. So he or she, the commander, has a vested interest. And what people further do not understand is in that in all military cases, it's the commander who even selects the jurors. And the jurors are officers in a case where an officer is tried and where a non-officer is tried, they're officers and enlisted, has complete discretion in choosing who the jurors will be. That's
wow.
very foreign to our civilian concepts, and it leads to a lot of probably erroneous decisions because people have inherent conflicts of interest throughout the system.
Yeah, it leaves it wide open for that, Professor. I was not aware of that. I thought the Uniform Code of Military Justice was universal within the military branches, but no?
Well, the UCMJ, as you just mentioned, applies to all the branches, but all the branches have their own prosecutors and their own courts. There is one kind of military Supreme Court that does hear all the cases from all the branches of the military, but nonetheless, each branch has its own system within the UCMJ, but more importantly, we don't have any civilian influence on that system. I'll give you a couple examples from the wars that I've talked about in the last 75 years. The Korean War involved some misconduct by soldiers where they killed civilians. The Vietnam War involved that. Everybody's heard of the My Lai massacre,
right,
even if they don't completely understand that U.S. soldiers killed about 500 civilians, mainly women and children. And then in more recent wars, in Haditha, Iraq, for example, we saw soldiers, Marines, killing approximately 24 women and children. Now, it's not the point of the book to get down on soldiers or Marines at all, but the bigger point is that in all those killings, one was Nogun Ri, Korea, My Lai, Vietnam,
right,
and Haditha, Iraq, there was only one person, Lieutenant William Calley, who was ever convicted for all the killings. The military is by nature a self-protective institution, and it's very reluctant to hold itself accountable.
Wow. We're talking with Professor Tim Back in his new book, The Cost of Loyalty, Dishonesty, Hubris, and Failure in the U.S. Military. Professor, how does a federal whistleblower keep his job teaching at the West Point Military Academy?
In 2011, I reported what I believed was wrongdoing at West Point, and the Academy and the Army retaliated against me. That's not my conclusion. That's the conclusion of a federal agency to which I went. Mm-hmm. My situation is not particularly important. I'm a teacher. That's what I've done for the last 20 years at West Point and other years before that at other colleges. But the more significant part of that is I'm one of the few people, if any, who's been willing to speak up in the culture within the military academies, specifically West Point. And also what it shows is that my case, Bakken versus the Army, was a case where a high-ranking military officer was willing to reach out and try to hurt somebody, me, simply because I had reported what I believe was wrong. Mm-hmm. What happened to me, as I said, is a small thing, but what I've related in the book, The Cost of Loyalty, is that those kinds of things, the willingness of American officers to hurt fellow Americans who work with them, has implications in those wars that I just talked about and those wrongdoing acts that I just talked about in Korea, Vietnam, and Iraq.
Well, and you would think West Point or anybody in the military honors and protects mission integrity. And if you are, if you're no longer integrous outside of the bounds of the mission, how do all of a sudden you demonstrate integrity when you're on mission? You can't have it both ways. We know that by experience. And so you're calling them out on something because there's a reason why we've lost all these wars. And what you are pointing out in your book here is that there is mission compromise that's taken place because of values and, you know, ethics that have been compromised. Is that fair to say?
That's a fair summary, certainly. And I think that is what I talked about in the book. But let me give you one additional example. I've talked about some of the considerations, separation from society and blind loyalty over everything else, over truth in particular, mm-hmm. in the military. But no one has to take it from me. The military studies this itself. In 2015, there was a study by two former colonels, West Point graduates for the Army War College, that they called Dishonesty in the Military, and they described exactly what you just pointed out, that is, within the military, in garrison or in everyday activities, there is a sense of dishonesty where people will fabricate almost anything because they believe, for example, that the requirements on them are too numerous and they can't simply perform the training task, such as physical fitness. And therefore, they'll say that somebody is taller than he really is so that he doesn't appear to be overweight. That's one thing. But the more important thing is exactly what you described. That is that the fabrication and the dishonesty do not stop there. They continue on, and they're part of that line from what happens at the military academies, what happens in the military at home in the United States, to what happens in the wars. The great example that we have just a couple months ago is the Afghanistan Papers, where the Washington Post reported that these are 610 interviews with leading civilian and military people. And those interviews showed that nobody believed that the Afghanistan war could be won. I've read
exactly. Yeah. Professor Tim Bakken, The Cost of Loyalty, Dishonesty, Hubris, and Failure in the U.S. Military.
Thanks very much.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime.